Welcome back to another episode of Women in Tech with Ariana, where I like to get straight to the point with my content. No fancy intro. So the title of this episode is straight to the point. It's clear. We've all heard her name all across the internet. Who is this dynamic woman named Caitlin Clark that has forever elevated and transformed sports, period, but particularly women's basketball and women's college basketball? She has stolen the hearts of many of us, millions of people from all around the world through her execution, the way she shoots the ball, the way she leads her team, through the way she carries herself in interviews. The woman is just absolutely dynamic. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the NCAA championship is now over here in the United States, where college basketball, this is a time, a really, really important time for college basketball in the United States. And so many seniors and college students are playing their final games. There's some freshmen that are playing their first ever championships, and you make it to the Final Four, where the best college teams for women and men are playing for the championship NCAA game. And there is this woman that's all over the internet, Caitlin Clark, who has just been absolutely killing it. And just to kind of give like a breakdown, she's broken so many records. It's just absolutely insane. And I wouldn't even have enough time to talk about it on this particular episode, but she's won her second consecutive Wooden Award. So that is an award that's given to the best college like basketball player for men and women. She's won her second one. She has had the most NCAA points that have been scored in a tournament in her career. So she's passed everyone who achieved that before, and she's achieved the most points in a single quarter of an NCAA championship, period. She's won Player of the Year for the second year in a row. And to top it all off, the Iowa versus South Carolina game, which was the championship game, had a record-breaking 18.9 million viewers for a women's college basketball championship. And you know, as we all watch the game and we listen to the stories and we see what House of Highlights is showing and ESPN and all of these different news channels, what I can't help but focus on as a founder and as a creator and a builder is what it took for her to do behind closed doors when no one is watching, for her to be prepared for that moment. I think it's so easy to get caught into the celebrity and the moment of what's happening now and the flashy lights and the raising capital and the launching the company and the brand new fresh website. But what allows anyone to be great isn't necessarily them making it to a particular point in their life, but the preparation that it took for them to properly prepare and to properly be ready for the NCAA championship. We watch the game and it's entertaining, you know, and I think that it's easy that we don't think about, like, people prepare their entire lives. I believe Caitlin Clark is like 21 or 22 years old. She's prepared her last 18 plus 20 years to get to this moment that would be a defining moment for her career and the way she carried herself throughout the season. And so the encouragement and the question that I have for you today is, how are you preparing for your championship? What are you doing when no one is looking to ensure that when you do make it to the championship game, you give it your all, whether you win or you lose? As founders, as business owners, as creatives, as builders, wherever you are in the world, it's very important that you are going, that you have to understand that you are going to win some games, but you're going to lose a lot more. And are you going to give this life, give your company, give your idea, give your concept, give your family, whatever it is that you're rooting for right now in the season of your life, your all, whether you win that day or lose? Are you going to get back in the gym after the end of the day, after the championship, when no one's interviewing you, when you don't win the championship, or if you do get the championship ring? How are you ensuring that you are properly prepared for the level that you are even praying for or hoping for or working for? It's one thing to have hope for a concept or an idea or a venture fund that you want to start. It's another thing to hope for it, to dream for it, but properly prepare in a way that you can handle the position that you're going to be in. Because there's a difference between the person who shows up to the championship game well-rested, well-studying their competitors, has a positive attitude, and the player that shows up because they just got finished eating food they probably shouldn't have been eating before the game. They're tired, and they're full of complaints. And so I think that the point that I'm making here is that as founders, creators, people in tech, whatever industry you are and you're listening to this right now, it's very important that you realize every day, every week, you are putting forth reps, as we say in the gym. You are putting forth reps that are either helping you get to the championship game where you'll win the game, or you get to the championship game, you give it your all, you give it your best, and you lose the game. Or you're putting yourself in a position where you may not even get the door open. And so the point of it all is we need to ensure that as we're creating and building and being innovative, that we are properly preparing ourselves for the championship game that we are also trying to win. And there are a lot of variable factors in life. I think this Caitlin Clark example is perfect because Iowa lost the championship game to South Carolina because they were just the better team. Better defense. I mean, you just got to go back and watch it. I'm not going to get into the rabbit hole of that right now. But Caitlin Clark still performed her best. She did her best. She's the number one pick for the WNBA. She's changed the history of women's basketball. LeBron James has already given his consign. You have Dawn Staley that called, who is a GOAT for women's basketball globally, calls her a GOAT and said, literally specifically said that she has carried the crown that uplifted women's basketball. That is a multi-generational, transformational thing that she did, and she didn't even win the championship. And so the point of the matter is, are you going to realize that you can and will make a difference whether you win or lose today? But what matters is when you're not at the championship game, when the game is over and the lights are off and you're not being interviewed, and it's 9 p.m. and you want to go to sleep, but you know you need to send that extra email tonight to close the deal, will you do it? How are you properly preparing for your championship game? And I think that we can all learn a thing or two from Miss Caitlin Clark. Watching her play and seeing the way she handles the media and communicates and leads with her team and encourages other women and people, period, to be great, has inspired me to new levels, to know that I can keep shooting my shot. And I want you to do the same. Like, share, subscribe to this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I cannot wait for you to listen to what I have for you too next week. Talk to you guys soon.